We're going to move back just one small piece of Gemara because I don't think we were Masber yesterday, Klar, and it's a huge nafkamina. So let's just go back to Mishnah's Elu ve'Elu. So we're holding on to Chetzam Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. We're discussing is Nechsei Melug. We had a Gishmak and Machlekes yesterday with Nechsei Melug. Nechsei Melug is again the Nechasim that she brings into the marriage that he gets to enjoy the profits from. So today's Sugya is going to be a lot about how you break down those profits and how do you get to those profits. So Zuk the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said, we had four different cases of, really, which was five. If she, when she gets a Yerusha,
when she got it,
if she's allowed to sell, if she sold. So the one of the cases was, if she got it, b'shas nesuyin, that's klar, it would never work. Elu ve'elu maidim, that the Baal would be maidzvei on l'kuchi. So let's learn it like a lot of the Rishonim. Learn it as a kasha. Really? Could that be a machlikas tanoim takonas usha? Was that not takonas usha? Damar beisi b'rem chanina b'usha. Iskino isha shemachra. So if a lady sells her nechse melug b'chei b'ayla, the Baal is able to get it from the kuchis achar miso. So Zog the Gemara, no, Masnisa Mechayel or Paris, our Mishnah is talking about Bechayel while she's still alive and the bears. And here is a huge thing that we didn't speak out yesterday.
You're saying that
if she is sold, most of the Rishonim learn like that.
Really?
You can learn that Shiloh is a
kasha. What do you need the Takana for?
Because
we have
it's
a Beferish Mishnah.
It's more a kasha that we have Tanoim that did it. What was Takana Zusha?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So it's a kasha. I'll let him shouldn't speak out. It's the kasha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the same.
Saying, so that's the Gemara's kasha.
Yeah, that's the kasha. But what's it? So how you understand Mechaya and prepares? We weren't Mazur as well yesterday. So the Gemara, that you have, if she's sold it, now the Baal can stop sale and get the Paris, but so after she dies, it would go back to the Lekech. It's not a blocked sale for good, it's a pending sale until she dies. You have that? Along came Usha. And even La Achar Miso, Usha came along and said, no, it's in the Gufa Karka and La Achar Miso that the Takana was, and if she sold it, La Achar Miso, now he could go back and get the Karka back. So, yeah, we were not Mazbe that well. Yitzi started me on that yesterday, and I got a more clear now, and now it's clear. Okay, so do more about this. So, Reb Shimon Omer, Chaylik Bein Nechasim, Reb Shimon said a much more like the Shita, we had all these different Shitas, complicated Cheshbainis. Reb Shimon said, no, there's a difference between the Nechasim, how you do him, and Nechasim, ain't you do him. Right? Nechasim, you do him, so that the Baal is a lot of block. Nechasim, ain't you do him, that which he doesn't know about, that what you don't know doesn't hurt you. Right, that's from Shimon Shita. So Zukti Gemara, Eluain you doin, Veluain Shein you doin. Omer Reizim Chanina, you doin is Mikarki. You doin is from Karka. Shein you doin is Metalti. Rabbi Yechon Omer, Elu Veluain you doin. No, when this guy got married, he married a rich girl. He looked into everything. He looked into her Karka. He looked into Metalti. Didn't give her a stick of gold to be. Exactly. He married. The Rashi says it right. Al Das Kaini, we married her. Right. So. He can tell you, I married you for this reason. So Metaltlin, no, he don't worry. He knew about her watches. He knew about all her handbags. He knew everything before he married her. And Mela, it still falls into Yadum. Ve'ilusha, Enim Yadum, Koshi, Shevitz, Kavan, Ovin, Chatz, Medina, Sayyam. What's considered Enim Yadum? Something that's Medina, Sayyam, that they never would have known about. Dear, he can't say, oh, that's kid, I married you. I married you for your money. I didn't know you had these overseas assets. That's not a taino, so again, never mind. Like, what's you doing? Ain't you doing? Is it Karka Metaltlin? Or it's a Karka and Metaltlin, both you doing? And ain't you doing? It's overseas. Look to you, Martha Namachi, Lynch, and you're doing, because you're Jevitz Khan. Novin Chosim, Medina Sayom. Look to you, More Vaitim. So this is the original prenup. Okay, so most of us don't have prenups, but some of us might.
You don't have a prenup?
Oh, and not at this point. My wife might have made one, but not me. When I tell my wife all the time, I married her because she had a laptop and a car, and I was coming from Goyle. So she had a $200 laptop and a 2002 Hyundai Sonata that shook if you went over 60 miles per hour. So she should have got a prenup. But either way, Zuk the Gemara. So I hear it's a. There was a lady, she wanted to hide her nechasim from her husband. She was scared that he was a sugar mommy, and she didn't want to be a sugar mommy, and he thought he was marrying her for the money. So what she did was, she had a daughter from beforehand, and she wrote the daughter all the nechasim. And in Savovigar, Shitake got married, good thing she made the prenup, and then she got divorced. So also, Kamedir of Nachman, what happened was, the problem was, the daughter said, what do you mean? You wrote me the nechasim. They had a little family politics like the Brits, and the daughter says, I want the nechasim. What do you mean? You wrote me the nechasim. So Reb Nachman, what did he do? Kor Reb Nachman l'shtar. He ripped up the daughter's star. Said the star matan is not worth nothing. So also Rav Anan the kamid marukva. Rav Anan came before marukva. Remember we had Rav Anan and marukva. Who remembers last time? $18 and going down quickly. $5, $2. We had Anan. Right, he asked him Tusha, I believe it was exactly 2 weeks ago. No, he said he wanted to know Mikarka Mishabdi, and he asked him why is the oval at the front? Okay. You see how Nachman Chaklo is a diss. That means he's not a Bucky in Din, and we know that's strange, and that Rishonim handled this. What do you mean? Now, Nachman Medine, he was a Bucky. So they learned it must have been before he became the greatest of Bucky. But either way, there's also a lot of Hilchos Lashon Hara. They bring a lot over here how he was allowed to talk this about Rav Nachman. But either way, Heich Mikarish Story Ninchi. He said, did you hear out
Rav Nachman? He was asking, Chakla. Well, he's not bucking Dinim.
Oh,
could
okay.
We say it like that?
Okay, very good. So Chazim Rav Nachman Chakla, Heich Mikarish Story Ninchi. Do you see that he's ripping up Starets? What in the world is he doing? The daughter has a star. So Amar Lei Emily Easy Gufa De Uvda Heich Yavda. He said, okay, settle down. Tell me, take it easy. No pun intended. That's for the hermits. Yeah, he said, take it easy. And then I'll tell you, it's actually a machlekes and showing him exactly what easy means over here. So it's even, it's even a better joke. Yeah, so it's like they're not great either way, but it's better than it seems. Either way, so he told him, tell me exactly, hey, Chava.
Take it easy.
Oh, you didn't think it was funny?
All right. Get it at all.
Easy, take it easy. He told him, take it easy and tell me, Gufa Duvda, hey, Chava. Tell me exactly what the story was. What easy exactly means. Okay, I thought it was bad. Okay, so if the Hermes would appreciate it. Yeah, so he said, such and such was the Maisa. You're asking me about Shtam Avrachas? What do you mean? It's a prenup. What she's trying to do is she's trying to hide the money from her husband. So and what do you mean? He said in the name of Shmuel, Reb Chani Loi Baridi, that I would rip up a star Mavrachas. So what are you coming with complaints? Oh, and Reb Nachman. Oh, my Rava le Reb Nachman. So I don't know how Rava really got into the mix over here, but it seems like Rava came to throw a haymaker at Reb Nachman too. He said, Reb Nachman, why are you still ripping up the store? It's time of mind. Well, your whole story is that a person doesn't give away all the chasm to a person, and therefore it's obviously a fake star. Right? So it's looking at films, right? That what? People sometimes, they give all their nechassim to their kids. So l'chayra, why are you saying it's a worthless star? Why couldn't you be giving all the nechassim to his kids? No, he said that over here, his taina back was, is that no, over here it makes more sense because a person still cares about himself more than his kids when it comes to his finances. He's not going to clean out his house and give everything away while he's still alive. So Clara, we have a Shtar Mavrachas. We're discussing a lady who's trying to get her olden day version of a prenup. She doesn't want her husband to know about it. She writes a Shtar to her daughter, and then all the chasm should be to her. Now they got divorced. She wants the chasm back, and the daughter says no. So Reb Nachman ripped up the Shtar. So the Gemara Meisvei, her writes a Shtar Mavrachas Chasami by law. Ketzad Yoisel, a lady who wants to be able to hide her nechassim from her baal, what does she do? So she writes a shtar pasim to somebody else. This is similar to shtar mavrachas. Seemingly he tells her that he's joking. But either way, dear Shimon, no, she can make a joke. The person who gets the shtar can make a joke of the person who wrote it and say, no, you wrote me a shtar, I'm keeping it. But the halacha is, in order to keep this to be a good shtar to get out of, it has to say, I'm giving it to you from now until Lach Sha'arza. So, but what's the kasha? Is mashma, you have to write it in the shtar to say that it's mavrachas. Otherwise, l'chayra, it's not mavrachas. So how did Shmuel say halacha? That you can always tie the mavrachas and Reb Nachman rip the star is. What do you mean? Doesn't have to be that you write it in the star alay. So when somebody writes the entire star, all the nechassim, then you know they're joking and you don't have to write anything. Yeah, it's mavrachas, you know it's a joke. When it's they only wrote some of the nechassim, so even that, prenup even on some of the nechassim is only miktsasa, then he takes the right in the star alone that it's bitnai lemechayoyim luchsheretz. Frank the Gemara, the obvious kasha. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Frank the Gemara, the obvious kasha. Be iloi kunu lekeach nigninu baal. Understand? So if the lekeach doesn't get it when she writes the chasim, does it not belong to the baal? Amar abaya asam kine chasim sheinian doin la baal. I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. Whoa! It seems like in the Rambam paskins like this that we actually go like Reb Shimon that the chasim sheinian you doin la baal. The baal is not. The Baal is not koine. Which
the Baal is when Reb Nachman ripped up the star. I thought we were saying that. Therefore, the Baal is going to get it.
No, for care. Oh. No, for,
she goes. She takes it back.
She gets it back after the one under again. This is between her and the daughter, not between.
Reb
Shimon is very interesting because Reb Shimon was the leich the sheet that we said in the Mishnah. We had such a hard Gemara yesterday, and now we have a very leich the sheet to Reb Shimon. The varm you do him, the varm aim you do him, and a machlik is what you do him, not you do him. But we're coming out of the Gemara in the end. It's mashma he ripped up the stories because why? And he's not kind of like keach because. It's like the Gemara, because why? Because it's Einim Yiduin Labal, and it's Einim Yiduin Labal, we're going to leave it to Reb Shimon, that Taco, he's not going, fine. Zogt the Mishnah weiter.
You wanted to say something? How did you send Chacham Shita? Yichter Mayom Nesheerza. How does that work? What is exactly?
It's Tanai.
It's not what it says, it's Chal Nechal.
But because...
If she's become the Tanai of Kisha Erza, then it's Chal Mafreya.
So it's Chalam Afreya, the Matana, but then she could say it's not Chalam Afreya, Matana.
Yeah, because it was
very interesting tonight.
Yeah, it's all the Rishonim say over there, like him.
The what?
That it's Chalam Afreya. It's a big machlokes Rishonim. We'll show you after. Yeah, okay. So Zukta Mishnah Vayta. Let's see after. Let's finish up. Yeah, so Zukta Mishnah, enough look stuff him. So this is
no,
very...
No, my question, that was a question. The Paris in between, who does it go to?
Very good. It says right here. Machlo, Paris, Ashita. Very good. Very good. On your A game. Okay. So, this is a very geschmacka sugya coming up over here. So, the way you view, again, Nichsim Elug, she brings in Nichsim Elug. What is Nichsim Elug? That's the profits of the assets she brings in belong to the husband. So, what's considered profits, and what do you do when there's no payers? What do you do if she's sitting on cash? Now, we know cash is never good to hold on to. That's not a good idea because of inflation. So, what do you do with the cash in order that he should get payers? So Zukta Mishnah. Naflu
money market account.
Hey, should get what you want to leave your number on the chat. So Zukta Mar Naflu Laksafim. Let's say she got Kesef Yerusha. So what do they do? Then you look when Karka Boycha Pair. She has to take that money and go buy Karka, and then he's like repairs on the Karka. Paris Atlushin Mina Karka. What about Paris that already fell off of the Karka? So that too is considered like cash, and therefore that's not Paris, right? Paris is only what comes out of the assets after. We're going to see it's not just fruit, right? It's anything that comes out of the assets. So anything that grows. So here, what do you do with the pears that already were out? There, you look them in kakavu eicha pears. So if she has sacks of potatoes and bananas and pomegranates, you sell them and you go buy karka with that, and then he can get money from the pears. What about, here's where it gets a little complicated. Pears are mechuborim lekarka. What about pears that are attached to the ground? So you can't just chop them off. On one hand, they're a shtickle karka. On the other hand, they're a shtickle peiris. So what do you do? So Omer Meir, what you do is shama nois a kama yofa be peiris, be kama yofa le peiris. Let's say she has a vegetable field, and the field is worth $1,000 without anything growing, but now with these halfway grown things, so it's worth $1,100. So what does she do? This extra hundred, the karka is hers, right? The karka belongs to her. But that extra hundred, they take and they go buy karka because that's considered almost like an asset that you can use to go make money.
She's got
to
come up with $100.
So actually, I think he pays her. I saw it somewhere. He pays her those $100. It shots up what it was worth. He has to be mashlim her the money, right? That makes sense. Because he only gets to eat the payers of what it's worth. So he pays her the value. So, Rashi says it, right?
Rashi says,
yeah.
Why doesn't it make any sense? Let him go and buy his own field for $100 and keep the gufa karka.
Because he always gets...
No, and then he takes the payers.
He's always getting payers. He gets payers for 100 years, as long as they're married. So it's a little complicated, this whole payers business. And we need to get there to understand exactly how it works. It's a little funny, but okay, either way. So, that even these pears that are halfway out, the Rabbanu, we're backing it to him, it's like karka ale.
No.
Yeah.
It's not like karka.
It's like pears. Sorry, thank you.
And that's why
it's shaloi. It's like pears, thank you. But at lushim and at karka is shaloi. The ones that are already detached are hurt. And what do you do with that? The same thing you do with cash. You look at when in karka, vo eichel peres. So again, just what's coming out clear from here, from the Mishnah so far, is that it's not just trees and fields that she has that he gets peres, right? The cash she has, he has to constantly be getting the profits from what's going on. We're going to see about what, in the next Mishnah, what if they're fighting over what they should invest in, which is probably something you have to deal with every day. But where it's a sugya of she has to put those assets to work. You can't just sit on this money. So even the payers, like we're discussing that are there, they have to go reinvest that into karka. So Shimon Haimer, Malkim Shiaf Akaychev Nisasa Ura Akaychev Tziasa. We see he has the upper hand on the way in, meaning well, the Gemara is going to ask, isn't the Shitas Rabbanan, mean that he gets the payers that are already halfway there on the way into the marriage, or he loses out if they get divorced. Those halfway grown bears, even though it's considered already somewhat bears, it would go to her. Makam shur kaych ben hizat sa yav vakaych ben ziyasa. Keitzad, peres mchubar lakarka ben hizat sa shaloi, bitziyasa shalo. Hatusha ben hakarka ben hizat sa shalo, bitziyasa shalo. So to get more of it.
He's completely chaylik?
Well, no, he's a shtickle like the Rabbana.
Tulusha ben hakarka. Oh, okay.
The Gemara is going to ask. Well,
but we said Yilakach Bem Karka. Is he saying that it's Yilakach Bem?
That's Tlushin. Because that's not
going to... still, but okay, fine.
Yeah. Zot Gemara Pshita. Ara Ubati. Let's say they're fighting over should they invest in Karka or should they invest in the housing. So, Ara. The halach is you invest in karka. Why? Because karka doesn't depreciate. Can I ask all the lawyers, right? Depreciation and the tax accountants who aren't here with us today. But you have depreciation on a building. You're in a building where Zenin of Zeli Chaser, right? But when it comes to the wear and tear of the building, that's a problem, right? So, but ground, b'chera, you can grow as many seasons as you want. Bati and Dikli. So that what do you do is Bati. Dikli and Ilani. So you go after Dikli because there's a lot more payers. Ilani and Gufni, you go after Ilani. So the Yamara, Ibaz Rato. Let's say you have a forest. Now this forest is only for chopping wood. Okay, it's not, don't tell the PETA people, the ozone, the health environmentalists. Yeah. But the point of this yar is strictly, can't really grow fruit. The whole point of it is really chopping down trees. It's for the firewood. So Upir the Kavri. Or let's say you have a fish pond. So this fish pond is what's the whole point of it, is the fish itself. So Amila Peira, some say, well, that was the point of it, and that's called Peiras. Now he has trees, and now there is fish. But Vamile Karna, some say it's the Karen, because that's the Zachalei, meaning in a regular case, she has a fruit tree, so he gets the fruits very good. But she has the tree. Here, where you're taking the fish from the fish pond, and you're chopping down the trees in the forest, so what's left? So close the Bilsa.
Meaning they're saying that it's Karen, meaning it's like Hi'ilu, like Peiras Tlushin, that it's Yilakach Bem Karka.
Yeah. So thank you for making that clear. Yeah, so for carrot, you should have to go buy karka with it. Very good. Yeah? It's not that it's kuloi shaloi, it's that you have to go buy karka. Yeah.
What? The people that say that's amla karna, so what?
So if it's karna, so then what they have to do is they have to take that money and now go invest it. It's not that he gets everything in there, rather they chop it down.
Because he's mechala the karna. If he takes it, he takes away the whole karna.
Exactly.
Right.
So I have to buy something else with it.
Yeah, exactly. Claude de Mosa, Gizai Machla, thank you. I don't think I had that clear before. Gizai, underline that, thank you. Gizai Machlif, Claude de Mosa, even if you hold Karna, Gizai Machlif is Kapera. If it doesn't, if it grows back, you mean you can chop down the trees and they grow back, then it's Pera. But in Gizai Machlif is Karna. Yeah, it's funny. Right. I underlined that over here on the other page. Clearly I forgot. Okay. Yeah, so good. Fine. Yeah. Somebody steals a Vlad Behemoth Malug. So, again, Clark. Let's just get Clark. We're discussing that the Paris belong to him, the Goof belongs to her, right? And everything. So, what if now somebody stole the Vlad of the Behemoth Malug? So do you say Isha? Do you say that the money goes to the lady? Why? Because the Gemara holds over here that we're worried that maybe the mother of the animal is going to die. She's going to be left with nothing. So therefore, she owns the Vlad, and therefore she should get the Kefil. So Zok the Gemara Kimat, like your bottom like Hananya, the Tanya of Vlad Behemas Malog Lebal, that the baby of the Behemas Malog goes to the Baal. Vlad Shivchas Malog though goes to the Isha. Hananya ben Achi Yosha Omar also Vlad Shivchas Malog Ki Vlad Behemas Malog, that everything goes to the Baal. So that's not like us, because we just said that the kefil goes to the Isha. So the Gemara, well, if he owns it, he should get the kefil. So the Gemara, fill him with the Yakol. Pedro, takinu le rabbonan. He gets the Peres and the Gnami. Here we get the Vlad Behemoth, the Vlad Behemoth, because it's ready, it's meaning the Vlad itself.
The stealing.
Exactly. But Pedro, the Pedro, like taking the Rabbanon, didn't give him Kefal. Kefal's already Peri. The Peri, maybe I'll Vifal the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon didn't give him. So now we go into their Shita. Special Machananyo, I know Lechashin Lamiso. I understand who that Yidavar was with Chananyo when it came to. When it came to.
No, with everything. Said everything goes to the Baal.
Everything goes to the Baal. Thank you. Because like Hashem Lemisa. We're not scared. She's going to be left with nothing. Hello, Rabbanon. There are mechalik between Vlad Shrivat Smolog and Vlad Behemoth Smolog. I don't understand. He Hashem Lemisa. Vlad Behemoth Smolog Namiloi. Be Loi Hashem Lemisa. Vlad Shrivat Namiloi. He's like, tomorrow, Loi Lem Hashem Lemisa. And Shani Meimo Ikairo. She's not going to lose everything. There's still something for her. She still gets the hide of the animals, even if the animal dies. And now the Gemara goes into more cases like this. Sit Gemara. Omer Avun Mechira Meshmah Locha. It's taka like Chananyo. They were not chayshish for the mitzvah. Omer Rov Omer Rachman Avakav Nom Shmuel Loch Chananya Moide Chananya. We gotta save her some face. Shem Nizgar Shem Nitzen Is Dom Nei Tal Tom Nei Shvach Beisavia. She's allowed to pay back and get these vlodas. She's allowed to pay for them and keep them because this is the shvach of her family. This is keeping in the family. I want to keep the family business.
You know those cleaning ladies that people say no, I can't share them.
I told someone last week my wife started sharing the cleaning lady with somebody who lives right near here. Told me, you can take my business, you can take anything. If you take my cleaning lady, you're dead to me. Yeah, so Zerk to Yamoto, my Rav, Omer Nachmin.
15 in the morning, she's plugging away, your lady.
I'm plugging away. Well, she's a grinder. Oh, my Rav, Omer Rav Nachmin, Ichnisa Le'ez. Let's say she brings in an A's, or for the A's, it's Chalava. Then he gets the milk, right? Rochel. Live for Gzizoso, Tanagoyles, Labitzoso, Dek, Labirisov, Oichavohilichacha, Tichlan, and Karen. He has allowed to eat it up to the point that there's nothing left. Kimat. There's a little bit something. So, Omer, Nachmin, Ailili, Glimo, Piravo, Nechas, Vivazo, Tkaya. Even if she has some sort of blanket or clothing that he could wear it down to her mamish, withers away to the thread. But the point, like we're going to see in a second, and we saw in the last Gemara, is that Vifel, there's anything left, like the hides, an animal, this is Lachair, there's something left. It's not mamish, consider Mechali, Karen. Zuk Timur Kaman Ki Aitanyo De Tanyo Hamelach Ve'achol Areitz Paris. These areas where they collect salt and sand. Now, these were used for different, I don't know how art school teaches, but it was something to go or pier, to go for some Paris Shal Tzrif. These are all different ditches sulfur in the ground. Yeah, sulfur collecting. Basically, you're collecting these different types of minerals into this ditch. So the whole value, obviously, is what's inside. Now, there's ground that's, you know, garbage on the bottom, but Saif, she still has some type of ditch. Mayor Aimer Karen, come my man Paris. So Lechera, Zukti Yamara, it's going according to Manda Amar, that is saying that.
Mayor
Aimer Karen, come my man Paris.
He's still left with ground. He's still
so
left
she's
with
still she's still left with something. Yeah. She's still left.
Karen left.
Yeah,
no, Karen. Still, if we have to sell it and buy something else,
no, according to
Chomer,
not according to Chomer.
No, according to a mayor.
According right. to a mayor, you would still have to. Right, it's considered not left.
Karen, so you can't just have the pigs.
He can't just enjoy everything.
There's
they have
left.
To go
there's
use it
left.
And go buy something else. Moshe right. Chum, no, it's Paris. And Mamela, she still has something on the bottom. So this is a little maybe what you were asking. Isn't that it? He said that he said again that the Chachamim said
is
his. So Amar Rava, obvious terms. I don't know. It has to be more to this Gemara. That no mechuburim shasitzia ikabinayu. We're talking about the stuff on the way out. The Rabbanan didn't say that. The Rabbanan said all the pairs of shaloi. Right here, we're saying that b'shasitzia ikabinayu. Reb Shimon's going to hold. It's Shiloh.
You're mechuburim on the way out.
On the way out, it's Shiloh.
Shiloh according to Chachamim.
According to Reb Shimon, it's Shiloh.
Shiloh.
Zok the Mishnah enough love on the Mishvachis who's Canaan. Let's say she was Yerish, old of the Mishvachis. So that's again, it's an asset. What do you do with it? They're depreciating asset. Yemachru v'yalakam and kaka boy chaperis. No, you can't sell them.
If she argues.
If she wants to argue, then she can stop them. Then she's shvach v'sevia. Enough laws. Asim will give find him kainim. Let's say fell to them old or to her old olives or grapes. So yemachru v'yalakam and kaka boy chaperis. If we don't remember like timkor, it's ain. Shvach beisavio. It's considered shvach beisavio. Omar Rav Kahana, Omar Rav Machlekes shenafel besoldes shelo. That's only if what fell to her was the whole field. Avo besoldes sheino shelo. The Rakol Timkar mishum the kokal yekarna. If she got trees that are not, that they're not actually part of, she's not getting the ground too, then it's going to be mechal yekarna. Everyone agrees that's not considered shvach beisavio. Faith the Gemara maskul Rabbi Yosef. We don't say, we don't apply the svar of shvach beisavio. Faith the Gemara maskul Rabbi Yosef. What do you mean? Hare avon the shvach is the chisad of shein shaladami and plege there. So you see, that's not true. Take tomorrow the yid marach yid marom of kahana marah machlekes besod the sheino shelah fakir do machlekes is only when it's other sheino shelah. Do you say that's still considered a family business that they want to hold on to? Avo besod the shelah tibi hakoli timkor neishvach leisavio. They're allowed to hold on to the family business. So very gishmak edaf. We started off discussing. What did we start with? We got klor from yesterday's daf first, which we didn't have so klor yesterday. Was shitos. What did we start with?
We started
with Shinisus Elo Ve'elu. We discussed the difference between Takonat Usha and our Mishnah.
It has to go back.
Yeah. Then we discussed Rib Shimon Shita. We also discussed being Mikarish Stari. How this fake star, this prenuptial star, there we said a chilek between if he's giving away everything, then you take a rip up such a star. If it's only something, then you say it has to be written in the star in order to be a prenup and get out of it. Then we said, Then we said, Nafluk Safim, what do they do with all the different assets and how much and what has to go into Taka buying Karka for him to get the payments? We had a machlik, it's what you do with the Mechubarim and the Tlushin. We discussed what if they're fighting over what to invest in, what they have to invest in. We discussed Hagoyni Vlad Behemes Malog, who gets, we said that she gets the Kefil. We said, L'chir, it's not like the Rabbanon or Chananya. The Gemara said, no, maybe at Zayvayit, the Rabbanon never gave him. They didn't give him Peiri to Peiri. We explained the difference, why.
That's Muslim Lakal. That it's going
to
go to her.
Yeah, that everyone agrees that it's Peiri to Peiri. We can say the price is even going according to that Shita. Everyone will agree with that because it's Peiri to Peiri. Then we discussed, I understand Chananya. It's like a Shilam Mitzvah, that she won't be left with anything. But I don't understand, according to the Rabbanon, what's the chiluk between the case of the Vlad Behemes Malog and the Vlad Shivchas Malog? And we said, no, the difference is that she gets the skins. Then we discussed what the halacha was like, and then we got into the various things that she's bringing in that I argue is he allowed to go to the point of Mechala Keren? And we got into the different ditches about is that considered like Paris or not, a Machlekes or Meir and the Chachom. And lastly, we got into what she's allowed to hold on to, and he's not allowed to sell. We just said that everyone agrees. Besod she'ina shelah, machloikis is besod she'ina shelah. But when it's besod shelah, tevei hakol, like timkor shkoyach.